Good SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Israel attacking Iran with a series of pre-dawn strikes. That in response to the ballistic missiles that Iran fired upon Israel earlier in the month. Israeli spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari asserts the Israelis' right to its own self-defense.
The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond.
Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Vice President Kamala Harris facing a number of disadvantages as she tries to outpace Donald Trump.
She's not warm. She doesn't have a relatable backstory, hence, you know, her insisting that she did in fact work at McDonald's because she wants to say something about herself people can relate to. She's intellectually incurious. She doesn't prepare well, and she doesn't understand policy, and she doesn't understand the process.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump blasting a new California law that makes it a crime to ask voters about their citizenship.
So, but Gavin Newsom in California, they signed it. I didn't even believe it. I thought it was like an April Fool's Day. I said, are we in April by any chance? April Fool's Day. He comes out with a bill that you are not allowed to ask a person whether or not they have voter ID. If you do it, you have broken the law.
Mr. Trump at a campaign rally today in Michigan. New York, not a swing state, but Mr. Trump will be at a campaign rally coming up tomorrow evening at a very famous place in New York, Madison Square Garden. This is SRN News. Well, a unique Bible for youngsters.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on the ballot. One amendment would create a right to abortion while another would restrict it. Now, what happens if the competing measures both pass? Constitution in Nebraska says conflicting provision with the most votes prevails, but courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. This is SRN News. Budget carrier Spirit Airlines continues to have deep financial trouble and may be looking to unload some inventory as well as other cost-cutting measures. Keith Peters has more.
The low-cost air carrier is cutting jobs and selling off some jets worth millions of dollars as it aims to cut costs amid looming financial struggles and an uncertain future. Spirit says it has identified about $80 million of cost-cutting measures set to begin early next year. Those cuts will be driven primarily by a reduction in workforce, the Florida-based airline disclosed in a Thursday regulatory filing. The budget airline also agreed to sell 23 airplanes for about $519 million. That could help provide some key cash for a company that's faced loss after loss since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.